Hi, Sylvia.
Yeah, hi, Yongjin.
How have you been?
Yeah, I'm good here.
Oh, Sylvia, I'm here just because next weekend, I'd like to visit Malaysia, especially Kuala Lumpur, and around the city. But I'm not sure. Just now, I'm asking you.
Okay,
so which part do you recommend to?
If you say you want to go visit Kuala Lumpur, it's just a city, but it's nothing special there. But what about I recommend you to any other place that that our local people will be there go.
Yeah, you'll be better. Yeah, I think.
Okay. Do you like hot spring? Hot spring.
Hot spring. Yeah.
Hot spring.
Yeah, of course. I'm Korean. All Korean likes hot spring.
Okay, but I think you never been Malaysia hot spring, right?
Mm.
So this is a natural hot spring at Pedas.
Mm.
Okay. You can go at night time because Malaysia weather is very hot at daytime.
Mm.
So I would prefer you go at the night time.
Mm.
Okay. So the hot spring is quite far from Kuala Lumpur.
Mm.
So if you want to go hot spring, and I will recommend you stay near to the hot spring. There is a hotel to rent near.
There are many hotels.
Yeah, it's a small inn. Small inn. Yeah.
Mm.
The hot spring. There is a water park beside the hot spring. If you have bring your family, have any children, so like daytime you can play a water park there, and night times with the old people you can just have a relax at the hot spring there.
Right, that's a good idea.
Yeah, and near the hot spring there is a village, so there is have a popular food is bao. We call bao. It's a Chinese bao.
Bao.
Yeah, Chinese bread that inside put meat.
Oh, it's the name of some food.
It's a handmade. Yeah, we call bao that one.
Okay.
And the park and the hot spring, the water park and the hot spring, they're inside the village, near the village. So along the way, all is full of tree. So it's totally out of your imagination. Is not like a city site. It's in a very village site.
Oh yeah, maybe I will like it because I'm a village boy, country boy.
So if you're a country boy, then I will recommend you go to more to natural place like park or hill or any waterfall. Oh, waterfall! Like waterfall, you like water?
Yeah.
Like to play, like to swim too?
Yeah, I'd love.
So if you like to relax that, you can go to Ulu Pandu.
Ulu Pandu?
Yeah, there is a rainforest environment. There is a waterfall all along the way from the top of mountain to the button there, and they sell a lot of Malay food when you enter to the area.
Oh,
yes.
After I enter the area, I can try the Malaysia
Malay
traditional food.
Yeah, it's Malay food. And if you like to cook your own self, you can bring your own food and you can picnic there just beside the waterfall. It's a very, you can have a try for that. It's really very nice environment when you have a relaxed time there.
Okay.
I think you will be like that. You should go there.
Or are there any places for shopping? I also like shopping.
Yes,
I want to
if you like to shopping, there is a shopping mall near that, but it's not a big shopping mall. It's just a normal shopping mall, but they sells a lot of local meat.
Local made?
Yeah, local made. Like accessory,
like handmade goods or product.
Yeah.
Is it cheap?
Yeah, quite cheap.
Quite
because
cheap.
It's not near the city, it's a village. Like they handmade one. The like the housewife, they have nothing to do and they will just make it and sell it like that. It's just near the Ulu Pentutu. It's like a market.
Good. Good.
So, other than this, if you like beach side, okay, you can go to Lukut near the protection.
Beach.
Yeah, it's a beach side. They have a lot of seafood over there, but it's like seafood, right?
I love seafood.
But this type of seafood is very different from your country.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's it's a Chinese style. It's a Malaysia Chinese style. They cook. They cook it as they cook the seafood. It's a different taste because we like spicy. Malaysia, they like spicy, so you can have a try for that. It's really different spicy from your country.
In Korea, seafood is quite expensive. How about your place, your country?
Some of the place they are expensive, but for this Lukut Protestant, they are cheap because they're near the seaside and the seafood all from the sea is very fresh.
Near the seaside.
Yeah, so you can have a try for that. And there is the one popular food from the Lukut is the bread. It's a bread with curry inside. Curry chicken inside. It's a very big, like a helmet.
Curry chicken.
Yeah, it's curry bread. It's a curry bread. For this, you can buy for when you, if you want to go to the seaside, have a seat with family or friends, they have a gathering. So you can just buy one, it's more enough. Because it's very big and there are a lot of curry sauce inside. When you see at seaside and you eat, and when you eat with the curry, it's very delicious. I think you'll be like it. Do you like spicy?
Yeah.
So I think you can have a try for our Malaysia curry.
Malaysia curry. Yeah, okay, I will.
Yeah. And if you stay there, there has an apartment. You can rent an apartment there. And there is a BBQ at night time.
BBQ.
Yeah. But not really, if we go there, we will go with friends and we have a gathering for BBQ at night time like that.
Can I also drink beer?
Yes, of course. Huh? You like to drink and know that. You like to drink and know that.
Yeah, I love
And the drink over there is not expensive, so you can drink as much as you like.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it's not very expensive. But you have to bring it your own self because there's dim sums at the apartment there. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, I'll go there.
So, for further information, if you want to come and visit, I can just bring you around there. So if you're interested, then you just call me about that. I can just tell you more. Okay,
thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Yunjin.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.